Chris, I know you always enjoy Fight Week, and it looks like that fun and enjoyment has transcended to Lee, because he looks very calm and very relaxed, and he's enjoying the occasion. How important is it from your point of view that your boxers embrace not just Fight Night, but the event as a whole?
Oh, very, very important, you know. But the whole thing, you know, starting with the camp, you know, he's had a great camp, and this is really just the icing on the cake.
Now, we've seen quite a fiery news conference today between Lee and Stewie Hall, and I guess in some respects that's the type of rivalry you enjoy, because at the end of the day, it is a competitive sport.
Yes, it's going to be a great fight. You know, naturally, they're two different characters. You know, Lee Askins brings a lot of skill and technique and sharpshooting to the table, and Stewie Hall is... you know, a man who just walks forward, taking everything and delivering.
Now, Stewie's been quite fired up at the news conference today, but Lee has remained quite calm and relaxed throughout. Do you think that reflects both characters?
Yes, 100%. And I believe that's what's going to happen on Saturday night. One's going to be having steam coming out of his ears, and the other one's going to be as cool and calm as a cucumber.
Now, Stewie's, shall we say, politely lent his head in at the end of the news conference there. But again, Lee walked back and maintains his professionalism. Is that important as well?
Yeah, without a doubt. And in the last fight, that's what he was doing all through the last fight. So he hasn't changed. You know, he kept, you know, he was very dangerous for the head last time. And like as I said, Lemmer don't change his spots.
Now, you've seen lots of improvement in Lee over the last few years, and certainly since he's become world champion. How much of that is his boxing skills, and how much of it is just his mindset that he realises he's a world champion now and he knows what it takes to win those big fights?
I think it's an accumulation of both, you know, and that realisation that you've actually got to the top of the tree. Yeah. And now he wants to stay there.
Well, he's one of two world champions from the Bristol Boxing Gym as well. It seems like if your name's Lee and you're in Bristol, you're in a good position right now. How important is it for the gym and the team that Lee does well tonight and the success keeps rolling on?
It's very, very important, not just to our gym, but to Bristol and the west of England. The whole of the West Country, you know, need to be behind Lee Haskins and be proud that we have a world champion in the West Country.